Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we are so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. Tonight we're going to have Bible class and we're going to have prayer. I just give God reverence. I reverence God, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. I give God all the glory and all the praise on tonight. He's been just a good God, and I just thank him so much for allowing me to be back on this radio broadcast, because I've been having difficulties in coughing, but God is always, the Holy Spirit always get it under control just in time. So I thank and praise God for that on tonight. We're going to get ready to call our Bible study and prayer meeting to order. We're going to have our devotion now, a short devotion, and we're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and we're going to go from there. Amen.
Martin to read scripture on tonight. Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
I will be calling from PH 93. Let me just a few verses. It's the Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Whereas he has girded himself, the world also is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voices. The floods have lifted up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becomes thine house, O Lord, forever. I have read Psalms 93, verses 1 through 5. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, God, just thanking you for another opportunity to study your word, Lord, and to call on your holy name on tonight, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we just give you glory today. And we confess and repent. We ask you right now, God, to cover us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. Just wash us in your blood, Jesus. Just cleanse every negative thing out of our mind, every negative word, God. We ask you right now to do it for us today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now binding the strong man. I bind the strong man from this radio broadcast tonight. I bind up the strong man from our lives in the name of Jesus. And I just bind every demonic force, every demon on assignment. Your assignment has been canceled right now in the name of Jesus. I send you back to the abyss, to the pits of hell where you come from. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bind every witch, every warlock, every chanter, every psychic, every wizard. Bind them up now from my family, from us, from this radio broadcast, from our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you today for another opportunity to call on your name. I ask and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. And I just thank and praise God tonight because I didn't think I was going to be able to get on here because I was coughing so bad. And I had been out in the garage for a long time today, and I probably shouldn't have been out there. But God fixed this thing right at the time. He fixed it. And so I just thank and praise God for that opportunity. And on Sunday, I will preach Sunday, but after Sunday, it won't be no more until the last week of December, the first week of January, I say that. And that's what we're going to do. I was going to try to do it next Tuesday, but I'll be on the road next Tuesday. So I just give God praise and glory tonight for all the great things God is doing. How he encouraged me to just go forward, even though sometimes you just feel like giving up. But the Holy Spirit always whispers in your ear to whom much is given, as much is required. And he'll give you a lifter up. He'll lift you up. So I just thank and praise him on today because I've been down, down, down. But God is a lifter up on my head, and I just thank him so much on today. We're going to go into some miscellaneous stuff that people dream about. And this, like I say, this will be the last night in Dream and Vision book. So we're going to not be back in this for a while. We'll go back over later to see if you what you all remember later on in the year. But this will be our last night. So if you dream of somebody getting an abortion, that means that something is getting ready to get cut off or a failure. If you dream of an accident means trouble. It can mean not listening to instructions from the Lord. You know, carelessness. Acid. If you dream of some acid or have a vision of acid, that's bitter. That's an offense. Carrying a grudge or holding a grudge, hatred, sarcasm. Acts chapter 8, verse 24 says, "For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity," when you dream of something like acid. If you dream of have a vision of an acorn, I don't hardly dream about stuff like that, but some people dream about acorns, and some people think that acorns are good luck. When I was a kid, I had an acorn, and I would always keep it with me, like I knew what it meant, but it was always, to me, a good luck charm or something like that. I've seen somebody with one in their purse, and I would carry one all the time, but an acorn is for greatness. It's small. An acorn is small, a little thing, but it's significant. Addiction, that's bound. You bound a bondage of obsessed or demon possessed. Adultery. We all know what adultery is. It's sin. Idolatry, pornography. And it's a lot of scriptures here because it's saying pornography and stuff. And it got in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 26, and Proverbs chapter 30, verse 20, and Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. If you dream of an air conditioner or an air conditioner, it's like a spiritual conditioning. A spiritual ministry. Sometimes we need to cool off, cease from being angry, calm down. Scripture over in Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. Okay, alcohol, intoxication, the Holy Spirit, addiction, bondage. Ephesians 5 and 8 is saying, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Luke 21 and 34 says, "And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged in surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares." When you dream or have a vision of an altar, that's a sacrifice, that's a service, an offering, a prayer, a consecration, a worship. If you dream of an angel, and I don't know, I know many of you all have seen angels, you just don't know it, even in your sleep. I know you have. You can't tell me. Because God let me know y'all done dreamed of angels and had visions of angels. And you just don't know it because sometimes they look like people. And we get them confused and mixed up. But, you know, angels only going to protect you and do good things for you. It's the demons that do bad stuff. They can start off doing good and end up doing bad. It's like when you be dreaming of witches and they start off looking like some kids, They don't never turn around. They don't turn around until the last end. And you saying, and because the one I seen, she was shorter than I was, and she had a long braid and doing down the back of her head. And I'm like, what you doing here? What you doing in my bedroom? What you doing here? And she never turned around. And when she did turn around, she was like she was 400 years old. And she grabbed my arm and she slung me all over the room, beat me all over the room until I got it fixed in my heart to call on Jesus and the blood of Jesus is against you. And she let me go. But it's the same if you dream about an angel, because they just like the superheroes. They're going to protect you. You might even dream of a superhero, and it might be an angel. You understand? So God will do things like that. Okay? If you have a dream about your ankles or somebody's ankles, that's faith. Sometimes people have weak ankles, and it equals weak faith. Unsupported, undependable, a sprained ankle is unfaithfulness or broken promise. You have an antenna or having a vision, and it's like a receiver or attentive, receptive, listening. Broken antenna equal to an unable to hear or understand, or can't listen. And that's in Luke chapter 9, verse 45. I'm not going to read all of these, but when you dream of fruit, apples, fruit is the word. Sometimes it's sin, temptation of appreciation. You really have to be careful when you dream of fruit, because it's different kind of fruit, a different kind. Proverbs 25 and 11 says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold, word of wisdom in pitchers of silver. So you have to be careful when you're dreaming of fruit. And it's got more scriptures too. Arm is strength or weakness. If you dream of an arm or your arm or somebody's arm, that's strength or weakness. And some of this stuff going to come in handy for you, because we dream, some people dream every day. Some people have visions every day. They think they just daydream, and they have a vision. You got to know what's going on, especially when God is doing something. You have to know exactly what's going on. Ashes is like memorial, memory. An atom bomb is power. Holy Spirit outpouring. The atom bomb is both a sign of the last days and a parable of God's mighty power, miracle power, sudden destruction. That's in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, in Acts chapter 2, verses 17 through 19. Adam, the word Adam, like the season, is the end, is completion, is change, is repentance. Isaiah 64 and 6 is, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20 says, the harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we are not saved. Avalanche, sudden, irresistible force, sudden destruction. Acts, the word act, the gospel, preaching, exhorting others, rebuking, and repenting. Okay. Wait just one second, y'all. Somebody at this front door. I got y'all on here with me. You know I'm on my radio broadcast. Come on. That's okay. Lock the door. I'm going to give you the laptop so you can pull it up on here. So come down and get it. Okay. That was the best thing, y'all. If you dream of a back door, that's like past stuff. You know what I'm saying? The back door is something like open. Somebody opened something up for you, but it's more so like it's past stuff. That's what it is. A bandage. I'd say a badge. A badge is authority. If you dream of a badge, it's like authority. It's going to come up in a minute. You can go to the kitchen table if you want to.
Okay. Just
put
up on the
first. Yeah, you can print.
Okay.
If you dream of a Band-Aid, that means insufficient aid. That means patching or covering something up instead of cursing the real problem or curing the real problem, not cursing. Curing the real problem. A barricade is closed. A barricade, like you in your dream or vision, is something that's stopping you. It's an obstacle or a hindrance. A path block. Your path be blocked. Bathing means cleansing and sanctification, you know, and so when we dream of stuff like this, we don't think it's nothing. We don't think that stuff nothing that we just took a bath, but it means something because it's a spiritual cleaning. Mm-hmm. It's sanctification, setting apart, repentance. And it has about 4 or 5 scriptures to it. Beard is a covering, humanity. Relating to the heart, rough and unshaven face equals spiritual neglect and uncleanness, coarse or harsh personality. It's over in Leviticus chapter 21, verse 5. And I just want you all to know all these things have scriptures to them, related to them. So you can always go in the scripture. We don't want to do nothing that this word of God don't say. If it don't say it in the word of God, don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? Let them know you got to show me in the word. That's what I used to do to apostles. Show it to me. If you can't show, well, you know, he means this. No, you can't tell me God mean what he say and he say what he means. And we want to paraphrase and put stuff all in it. No, you can't do that. He said, don't change my word. Don't add nothing to it and don't take nothing away from it. Don't do it. But for every one of these things I'm saying, it's scripture to them. It's scripture. And I know we won't remember all these things, but just know that your visions and your dreams mean something. It don't just mean that you dream you was taking a bath. It just don't mean that. Bed. You dream of a bed, that means rest, salvation, meditation, intimacy, peace, covenant. Psalms 4:4 say, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Isaiah 28:18-20 says, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. You dream of some bells. A sign indicates change. God's presence. When you hear a bell, I used to hear them, and I wouldn't be asleep. I used to hear them, and I would be ashamed to say anything because I know other people weren't hearing these bells. I used to hear horns like trumpets. I wouldn't say a word because I would be ashamed to say, y'all hear that? And I would be the only one hearing this stuff. The presence of God, God's presence, as in the manifestation of the Spirit. You have scriptures in Exodus 20:34 and 1 Corinthians 13:1, 1 Corinthians 14:22, and Isaiah 3:16. Belly. The spirit, desire, lust, heart, feeling, selfishness, self-worship, sickness. The belly is the most important part of the body. It's like the center of the body, the belly. And God does a lot of things from the belly. So it's a lot to that. Bleeding. When somebody dreamed of somebody bleeding, they wounded, hurt naturally or emotionally, spiritually offended in strife. Gossip, unclean, blind is without understanding, total blindness is self-righteousness, self-justification, hating one another, that's blindness, because you got to be blind to do all that, you got to not understand the word of God. We hate each other and all this kind of stuff when God told us to love one another. Tunnel vision, narrow-mindedness. Blinded by deceitfulness of richness. Have a whole lot in you dream of the blood, the life of the flesh. Covenant, murder, defile, unclean, pollution. Purging, testimony, witness, guilt, and all it's according to where you see the blood, or like I said, bleeding mean wounded, hurt naturally or emotionally, spiritually dying, offended in strife, gossip, and unclean, but just the regular blood means life of the flesh. Blood transfusion means change. Blueprints mean plan or the word of God. Body odor means uncleanness, bad attitude, filthiness of the flesh, rejection. Bolts, okay, bones is talking about the spirit, condition of the heart, death, that which is eternal. book. You dream of books or one book, it means record, knowledge, the word of God, hearts of the people, witness, boots. That's like shoes or boots. And most of the time, if you dream of boots or shoes, that means you're going to travel somewhere. Or you're getting a new pair of shoes or something. That means you're going to travel a new way or a new direction. Some in that area. Bread is like the life of the life or word. Doctrine, covenant, the church, substance, bricks, human-made stones is brick. Because, you know, the Egyptians had the Israelites making bricks out of straw. Bridge means support or way. Faith, trial of faith. I remember when my ex-cousin, when we first got a church, and my pastor had a church, and he happily surrendered his church to us. And he said, I'm the bridge that brought you all here to this. So in other words, he was saying that he was the obstacle, or he was the way. God used him as a bridge that we could cross over and go right into the church to start doing the work of God. He was older. He was in his late 70s, early 80s, delighted to do it. So a lot of times we have to look at stuff like that, especially in dreams. Barriers, that's a snare, obstacle, or hindrance. Broom, cleaning, or witchcraft. Clean house, put away sin. It has scripture in John chapter 2, verse 15, Exodus 22, verse 18, excuse me. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. Mm-hmm. Okay, calendar. Means time, date, event, appointment. Camera means memory. Like when you take a picture camera, it means memory, bringing things to remember. Camping out means temporary, abiding, recreation, rest. Cancer, you dream of cancer is offense, heresy, unforgiveness, offense, bitter, scornful, word, sarcasm, bladder cancer, hate speech, bitter end, because a lot of times sickness have when you have different things, it comes from envy, bitter, strife, and stuff like that, and that stuff will bring on sickness. It'll bring on sickness. Card, that means facts in a dream, honesty. Cell phone, that's telephone. Chair, rest or position yourself. Check, bank, faith, the currency of the kingdom of God. Provision, trust in God. Cheese, works, chess, like C-H-E-S-S, that's strategy, carefully plan your next move, deliberate, purposeful action. Choking means hindering, stumbling over something. A church service is a worship, true or false worship. If you dream of a church service, surface means show, entertainment, worldly, a civil trial, see courthouse, a clock, mean time, late, early, delay, a closet, mean private or personal, prayer, secret sin, skeletons in the closet. Clothing, a covering, righteousness, spirit attitude, filthy clothes, unrighteousness, self-righteousness, uncleanness. And I remember one time this pastor in Florida, he had been in jail. He was over all the churches and all over all the Baptist churches in Florida. So they gave him a service when he came, got out of prison. And what they did was he had on a dirty old kind of tore-up robe. And at that service, they put him on a brand new robe that nobody had ever worn. So that's like that covering of a pastor. Clouds, change or covering. You know, a coat is a covering. Coins. Coins mean revelation. Finding silver coins indicate receiving biblical revelation. Silver coins. Changing paper money into coins or needed change equals depending change. Impending change. Okay. Crossroads. You know, if you come or you dream or have a vision about crossroads, we know that's the sign of a decision. You got to make a confusion, a choice, job change or career change. That's at the crossroads. A crown. That's authority and reward. Crying or weeping. It says that means tears. And tears mean, tears mean grief or sorrow, anguish, repentance, prayer, judgment. That's what tears mean. Now, crystal ball, y'all know what that means. Divination, fortune telling, prediction, stuff like that. Cursing is profanity. Curtain in a dream is like a veil. Dancing mean worship. Prophesying, true or false. Darkness mean night. Day equal light, knowledge, truth, manifest, good, evil, reveal. That's in your dream or vision, or your daydream or vision. Dirty laundry, that's sin. A need for repentance. Like you got clothes in your dream, dirty clothes in your dream, that means you need to repent. Diploma means that you finished your graduation, recognition of achievement. A door means entrance. Christ, a new opportunity. A way, an avenue. Drawer means storage. Dreaming that you're dreaming. It's a message for you, a message within a message. Expiration, that's what that means. you dream that you're drowning or somebody who you know is drowning, that means overcome self-pity, depression, grief, sorrow, temptation, backslide. Drugs mean influence, spell, sorcery, witchcraft, control, like that. Religion, legalism. Drunkenness, or dynamite, that means power, miracle, potential. Desire to hear. If you dream of electricity, power, the Holy Spirit, or sorcery, power lines, it's a spiritual power, dangerous power. I mean, it's so many different things, elevated, be changed in position. And if you speak an important message, exploding, sudden expansion or increase. I desire good or evil, covenant, passion, love. In your face, if you dream of a face, especially if you don't know it, it's a heart. Sad, glad, mad, bad, etc. The same as one another person, one who looks into the mirror of another person's heart. He sees his own heart in reflection. That's in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19. Feathers, if you dream of feathers, that means covering. And a lot of times you dream of angels. Sometimes they're leaf feathers. I'm at the bottom of it. Okay. Words. When you dream. Almost like. Without preparation or without understanding, but to me, feet mean that you're going or stubborn. That's what it says. You're rebellion when kicking. Anyway, you had over in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. Of your feet, but it's just to me, if you were dreaming of shoes or boots, it's where you finna go change directions or something like that. If you dream of a fence, that's like boundaries or barriers or obstacles, religion, tradition, finger, feeling, sensitivity, discerning. Oh God, God's word of the Spirit, revival, It's what. And like I said, we won't get to all of this, but anytime you have a dream or a vision that you need interpreting, you can let me. We'll talk about it, pray about it, talk about it. Because when God trying to get this message over to you, this is what he's trying to get. Nobody but you. Nobody. It's to you. It might be by somebody else, but it's you. If you dream of a garbage or a dump, it means rejected or filth. Or a gardening, like somebody gardening. That means working in a church, ministry and stuff like that. Service that you can do. And I'm very sad on you. Yes, the Holy Ghost. So, you need to back demon up. Means we're all together. Meaning fruit. That's why careful when you dream of fruit. It's so many different kinds. Fruit of spirit, promise, Holy Spirit, the fruit spirit, the promise, or pomegranate, the word of God. Because of the seed in there, in the pomegranate. Mm-hmm. So, right here, and just going to take some prayer requests if we have any. I'm not going to pray real long because I don't want to start, but we'll pray as long as I can. So do we have a chapter? I don't know the man. Lord. We come on tonight, Lord, just confess and repent and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us, Lord, and say to Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, I just come before you, God, bringing every soul that's under the sound of my voice. I ask you, all children and the great granddaughter, I ask you to come to every home from all danger, whatever. I ask you to come to every home. We know that you're the great physician and you can heal any. That your computer brings you over my getting machine. Anything like you. We cast out a week in Jesus. Opportunity. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight for all that you do, God. We just give you glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. We sleep and don't even know we get through, Lord. We thank you tonight, God. We being in a state of protection family. And the actual was what on the bus, our cars, God. We can't make it without you. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Lord. So we calling on you tonight, and we asking you for protection, for healing. Asking you, Lord, to for holy blessing, God, to give us a mind to just worship, and lift up your name, God, in the name of Jesus. We just ask you tonight, God, to have thank you for new mercy every day. We thank you for that we do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're so grateful that you woke us up and gave us a sound mind, Lord. People take but you can wake up and not know yourself. And I just thank God today that he wakes me up. He watched over me and he wakes me up and give me a sound mind. I'm so grateful, Lord. I'm that you look beyond every thought that I have. And I'm so grateful. For our family, but because ain't nothing we can do so good that get us into the kingdom. Only if we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How nice we are, God. So we're depending on the keeper, to help us, to bless us, to heal us. On you, God, because you command us to depend on you, to depend on you. Confidence in possible things. I don't know where his mind is now. I don't know what the doctor's saying. All I know to do is depend on you, God. The cup. Thing right here, Lord. I don't know anything right here, God, but I know you got him. You got him. And whatever it is, your will, and not my will. Your will. So I'm asking you tonight, let us know that you're with it. Let's send your angels to let us know. In the name of the around the bottom, Lord, I know you're so many. And I'm you for healing on today. Healing everyone that's sick. The little babies. I thank you for healing them. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory. And I just ask you tonight, Lord, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless them, God, and guide them, God. In the way you would have them. Bless our enemies. Bless those that try to despitefully misuse us. Bless those that say our man evil against them, God. Forgive them for what they said and done against us. And bless them anyway. Bless them, God. And those that I don't want to forget to pray for them. shelter homes, sleeping on the bridges and in parks and above and space, Lord, cover from that cold stuff and cover from sickness and disease, the ones eating out of the trash can, Lord, cover them today. Cover them, God. We depend on you to do it. We depend on you. We just thank you for today. We give you praise for today. I thank you for healing my body. I thank you today for healing and touching me. I thank you today, God, for giving me strength to be on here. I thank you today, God, for giving me boldness. Thank you for giving me mind control. However I feel, this day. And I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Everything that he do for us, I give glory to for our worship, and then we're going to be off until the first of the year. And I'm going to be praying and just ask God to lead in that area. Hope we'll do that later tonight.